number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home?
Huh?
Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house.
Hmm.
But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more, or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody, to another weekly episode of Sour Girl, 8 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays. Today, we are playing one of my most long-awaited episodes for you guys. We are playing the Emo Screamo Metalcore Hits. If you know me well, you should know that Screamo, Emo, Metalcore, all that jazz, that's literally like my favorite genre of all time. And I've been putting this episode off for a long time to curate the best track list of songs that I think that you guys all deserve to hear. So it's going to be all of those different genres, which are all very similar and divergent from one another. We're going to start up with an emo hit. This is going to be the song Maybe Memories by The Used. Let's tune this one in.
Liquid fire! Liquid fire! thoughts we found. So we fixed you with cement galoshes, for no one can save you now. Unless you have friends among fish, there'll still be no air to breathe. You could drink off the entire ocean, we'll still find someone to be everything we know that you'll never be.
The sick in me, the prey, the thrill, the chivalry, our martyrs that crumble on time. Free destination will stop upon time. Any concern? While the shivering children,
sworn I'd just been mugged. I wait for you, having just been mugged. Feel the roar, having just been mugged.
Right, everybody. The last few tracks we played were Maybe Memories by The Used, Luca by Brand New, and Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Silence by Glassjaw. Fun fact about Glassjaw, it is very difficult to find anything non-explicit in their discography, but they're one of the best emo bands from, I believe, this album released either like 99 or the very early 2000s. I could be off about that. Don't quote me. Next up, we have a newer screamo maybe metalcore band called They Hung Us From Power Lines. I actually found this band through Instagram, interestingly enough. I like listened to a reel and this song was on it, so it's really good. I believe it came out fairly recently in 2025 or 26, so we're going to play this song now. It's called We'll Burn That Bridge When We Get to It.
Yeah.
Everybody, that was the song Memphis Will Be Laid to Waste by Norma Jean. Fun fact about this band, I'm not sure if it's a fun fact, I feel like it's pretty common knowledge, but they were named after Marilyn Monroe's birth name, Norma Jean, so I think that's pretty interesting. Next up, we have my definitive all-time favorite band ever since I was 15 years old. This is 18 Visions. They've become a mainstay on the show, but I'm playing most likely their most mainstream song. I want to say this is their top song on Spotify. This is their song Tower of Snakes. Despite it being overrated, which I don't think that overrated music should be joked upon or like called like, oh, you're not a real fan because you like this song. It's genuinely incredible and the breakdown's great. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear this one. So enjoy it because I'm going to be jamming out in the studio.
Running away from me.
All right, everybody. As I'm sure you know, that was the song Nerdy by Poison the Well. One of my all-time favorites and also one of their most popular songs. It's just so catchy and it's really kind of an upbeat song I'd consider. So that was Nerdy. Next up, we have another newer emo band. This band is called Vivica and this song was released like in the last few months because it definitely came out in 2026. This is the song Her Heart Cries. It's actually with a female singer, which makes me really happy. I feel like there's not enough female singers in emo and screamo, so we have fade that one in, and then we will be approaching our final song of the night.
What do you know about this life I led? Waiting for us, for the end. A hundred will now carry me. All you broke, yeah, the wind was dead. Time to go back, yeah, for me.
Again, that was the song Her Heart Cries by Vivica, a new screamo band on the scene. They have two releases as of now, and I'm actually really excited to see the direction in which this band goes in, because I really like the singer's voice, and I think that they have really good potential. So next up, we have our final song of the night. This song is one that I hold near and dear to my heart, and I hope that you guys understand all the emotions of this song. It was on a concept album by a band called Boys Night Out. This is off of Trainwreck, the final song of this album, Dying. Hold on, guys. I want to do a little something real quick. So, hear my beautiful voice, but it's time to start dying.
Apart. The smell is overpowering. Foul, pungent odor. Rotten food, or I don't know. Possibly something worse. But there's something else that's almost overpowering. I think it's a woman's perfume. Found the patient. He's lying on the floor in the center of the living room, completely naked, emaciated, deathly pale. It appears he hasn't eaten anything at all for weeks. The infection has spread up his arms. It must have reached his brain. There's bulging bright red veins all the way up from his wrist to his neck. There's empty bottles everywhere, alcohol, medication. My God, this smell is sickening. There's blood coming from his mouth, nose, ears. He's not dead yet, but he's close. I failed. This is my fault. And somehow, he's smiling at me. I think he's whispering something. No, not just whispering. I think he's singing. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, that was the song Dying by Boys Night Out. As I said, Trainwreck is a concept album. It actually has one of the most interesting concepts I've ever heard. It's about a man who, having a nightmare, murders his wife in his sleep. And then the whole album is basically him not being able to come to terms with it. And he starts, like, becoming just, like, a menace to society. And it just shows his, like, downward spiral into madness. And this final song, Dying, is where he simply just can't really go on. So it's pretty self-explanatory in the title, but it's an incredible album. I recommend all of Trainwreck. It's one of the best, and Boys Night Out is just a fantastic band. They're Canadian too, which is pretty interesting to me. So that was the final song of our emo segment. If you guys would like another emo episode, please let me know. Please express some interest, because this is my favorite genre of all time. I had to cut a lot from this episode already, so if anyone wants to hear some more soon, just give me a hoot, give me a holler, and we can definitely make that work. I'm going to be putting our rotation back on, so I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening, as always. Love you all.
Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on